Blackstone Audio presents Harvest of Stars by Paul Anderson. To Frank and Laura Kelly Fries. Epilogue. Even last night, death was no more than the brightest of the stars. The suns have drawn close together in the sky, as if to hide themselves from that which nears, and Phaeton was lord of the dark. Outshining Saul, its whiteness stood like a light kindled in a prayer for peace, a beauty almost too great to bear. Strengthening hour by hour, it was still clear to unaided sight when it set at mid-morning. We will not shelter our awareness on dayside. There is no shelter. We will be here, beholding. I will do whatever I can to calm the terror of my poor beasts, who must see and not understand. The weather has been calm. Snow decked the hills. Their glens were full of blue shadow. Trees gone leafless bore icicles that shivered light into a thousand colored brilliances. But some clouds came to veil the west, and our last sunset flamed. Now a wind has sprung up, shrill and keen. A dust of ice grains drifts across the land. Through roots and rock, I feel how monstrously the seas rage afar. Phaeton's radiance goes before it, a pallor that mounts from the southeast until it touches the zenith. Birds rouse at this strange dawn. I hear them calling their wonderment. A stag bugles. Wolves howl. I must help my creatures. Abide me. I love you. And I love you. Await. The planet starts to rise. So huge has it grown that more than an hour passes before it is aloft. Meanwhile, it swells further. Gibbous, it is wanly aglow on its night part, where starlight falls on its own troubled weather, but in the eyes that are left among us.